J. But let's pretend that only women suffer. And that brings to mind a paragon. I mean, she, down there in upstate New York, she who runs after doorknobs. But thimbles? Why thimbles? Doorknobs I can see, rocking chairs, trundle beds, dry sinks, fly swatters. And I might add that more than one woman has said of me, he is, for all his distance, his peccadilloes, his passing infidelities, his inability to boil water, really the best intentioned of men. But stop putting words in my mouth, she said. Ah, and yet we do, after all, reason from analogy. Is it not a commonplace, for instance, to compare the undulating hills of whatever distant horizon to the breasts of a nearby woman, or vice versa? But no, you will say, to paragon is elsewhere. Let hic be ill. And yet the Song of Solomon, taking the first text that comes to hand, is chock full of just such analogies. Heap of wheat, belly, flock of sheep, teeth. But the woman in Nanaimo, she who lives in a submarine, has, I am told by reliable sources, become enamored. She is hung up on clams. The why is a mystery to me. I haven't the foggiest.